Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With another hour featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in to another hour of experience and exposure to ideas about medicine, your health, your well-being, from Jack Stockwell, who's a Nooka chiropractor, has his own website that is devoted to his Nooka practice. It's jackstockwell.com. And then there's the other side of the equation. Jack is a certified GAPS practitioner. He and his wife, Mary, run their clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, where they specialize in dealing with problems that are created by an uncooked gut. Uncooked, well, you know what I mean, is not functioning properly. Most problems that you have, according to Jack and Mary and other people I know who are a lot smarter than most of us when it comes to your health and well-being, will tell you the same thing, that all of your health is generated from having a healthy gut. So let's find out, Jack, how important, I think we're oftentimes in the vitamin D zone, because it is one of those things that is not heralded enough by mainstream doctors. People have deficiencies in it. They don't understand. I remember the first time I heard that I was low in vitamin D, and I have just enough information or knowledge to be dangerous. So I said, wait a minute, I'm out in the sun all the time. I'm on the farm. I'm on tractors. I'm in 8 or 9 of the months of the year, as much as I can be out in the sun, I'm out in the sun. So why are my vitamin D levels low? Well, I don't know if I ever really got a good explanation to that. I know that
numerosis.
Numerosis?
Numerosis. You're suffering from numerosis.
What's numerosis?
Numerosis is that there is an average median out there in all various kinds of blood tests, in neurological tests, physiological, musculoskeletal tests, whatever, that there's this median, there's this average. Nobody is average. When you look at the bell curve, there are people on the right side of the curve. There are people on the left side of the curve.
That's the curve.
And the level of vitamin D in your body may be perfectly healthy for you. So rather than looking at some average chart that averages all the ethnic groups in this country, which, remember, 100, 150 years ago, those various groups hadn't been suffering from the mass intake of commercialized foods, that they were eating the foods of their own ethnic origins for thousands of years, so they have certain kinds of genetic dispositions inside themselves. And when you throw that entire mass of humanity into one group and come up with an average, you're kidding yourself. The medical world is kidding itself. What you have to do is look at the symptoms. You have to look at the symptoms of low vitamin D. And if you have the symptoms of that, then there's a good chance you may have low vitamin D levels, even though your blood may say you don't. And it's not just vitamin D. It's all the other aspects of human nutrition that we know about.
So how do we know? And because you've said you take vitamin D and the calcium every night before you go to bed and that sort of thing, and that's what I do. But how do you know what's right for you if there's nobody else like you?
By the symptoms. How do you feel? I mean, you're in your mid-70s. How do you feel? How do you feel compared to other guys? And, because I see your Facebook pictures of the guys you hang around with there in the restaurant.
They're all old and fat.
Yeah, they're old and they're fat. And could they keep up with you in the farm, with what you do all day long in the farm?
Well, most of the people that you see in the pictures are younger than I am. There aren't many people.
They don't look younger.
Yeah, I know. Well, but that's, you see, it's all relative. You're right. I understand what you're saying. And maybe what I'm suggesting here by my question is that we are brought to a point of worry or concern about something because we aren't, quote unquote, normal.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about all the blood tests that I have that you look at every year and Ken looks at every year and other people that I use for my medical advisors. And they all of them are, you know, there's a warning after one of them, oh, it's too high or it's too low. And again, that's because they've taken an average of people who are not average to give you that sense of either security, okay, well, my numbers are good, I'm fine, or the numbers are out of the curve, my numbers aren't good, and God, am I going to live to see tomorrow?
That's right. And a lot of people have what would be considered normal blood work, normal blood labs, and yet the biggest cause of death, heart disease, the second cause of death, cancer. These things are endemic in America now. And yet, a lot of those people had rather good-looking blood work before the first symptoms started to show up. So it's a, I'll tell you, in my opinion, it's a game to sell drugs. That's what it is. It's to scare people into buying,
Vitamin D is not a drug. Vitamin D is a natural supplement that standard process. You distribute vitamin D through your offices there in Salt Lake City. If people want it, once you've looked at their symptom survey and you can determine from looking at that whether they need vitamin D, how do you know, then having given what you just said that may have confused people, and how do you know whether you should be sending people vitamin D or not through the things that you sell online at Forbidden Doctor.
Well, you need vitamin D for a healthy thyroid. You need it for good function in the gut. You need it for a good immune system. And a lot of early onset brain development, brain function that I've seen in people who 20, 30 years ago, you didn't see this stuff till they were in their 80s. Now you're seeing it in their 50s. And anytime I see somebody coming complaining like, man, I'm just kind of foggy in the head. I don't feel as sharp as I used to. I'll have a protocol I recommend for them, but vitamin D is always in the middle of that. Because, you know, and vitamin D was thought as one of the B vitamins when it was first discovered back in the 1930s. And as they went along in their discovery and further examination, it is the most powerful steroid-based chemical inside the body. And there's a lot of promotion right now to call vitamin D a hormone rather than a vitamin because of its global effect from head to foot.
All right, well, there's something really to think about. There's food for thought. As a matter of fact, vitamin D in our focus here on the DGV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. Now a reminder about the things that you can be doing to make sure that you get enough rest. You know, I want to talk to you about this, Jack, as a matter of fact, and you can maybe throw some cold water on it or not. Going to bed between 10 and 11, associated with lower risk of developing heart disease, that sort of thing. So to get a good night's rest, do you need good ambiance, accoutrements? Yeah, you do. Like good mattresses, good mattress toppers, good support for your back with that mattress, and then the sheets make you comfortable, the pillows, good support for your neck. And certainly Jack is all about that because as a Nuka chiropractor, he specializes in manipulating your neck so that the rest of your body is healthy. So if you're following my drift here, you understand why it is that I talk a lot glowingly about MyPillow and MyPillow products. I just enumerated a bunch of them, the pillows, mattress, that sort of thing. They're all aimed at having you have a good night's sleep, along with the things that they have like slippers and dog beds and weighted blankets and a lot of good stuff. And they all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. You can wash them, you can dry them, and everything is made in America. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special page for deals like the buy one, get one free Giza Dream Sheet offer or the lowest price ever on premium MyPillows with the promo code DJV. They're under $20. normally about 70. Wow, that's something to do. Use the DJV code at checkout. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Check them all out. Use the MyPillow.com promo DJV at MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Back to Dr. Jack. So let's talk a little bit about what I was just suggesting and talking about my pillow and getting a good night's rest. So because I'm taking this in the same context that you just applied to people in their numbers. Is going to bed at 10 o'clock or between 10 and 11, is it really going to help you not get heart disease? This is a study in the European Heart Journal Digital Health. Is getting 7 to 8 hours at night okay for everybody, or do some people not need as much or some people need more? So what do you say about this this sleep study, which suggests you got to go to bed between 10 and 11 to get a good night's rest or to be at your best?
This is kind of an odd answer to that question, but back before there was any heart disease, which is a little over 100 years ago, heart disease never started showing up in the medical journals, New England Journal, JAMA, whatever, until about the middle of about World War One. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, there is no reference to heart disease whatsoever. So what was our lifestyle then? When did we go to bed back then? What were our diets like back then? Yeah, usually for the majority of the country, we went to bed shortly after the sun went to bed. And we would get up shortly before or just after the sun got up. So there was plenty of sleep that was available. Now, you look at today, there's usually too much light in our bedrooms at night when we're sleeping. Mm-hmm. There's too much noise out in the neighborhood or in the apartment next door. A lot of us are eating foods prior to going to bed that really hard to classify them as food. So when you see a study like this come out, and talking about getting to bed earlier than a lot of people are normally doing, especially the 9-to-5 type A personalities that are constantly on the go. Yeah, I would agree with that study 100%.
You would. All right, so that's good. I wanted just to have people that will hear something like that, and they want to know, okay, is this good? Do the doctors recommend it? Apparently getting out of the biological rhythm of going to bed at the same time every night, getting up at the same time every morning is stressful for your body. Which is, as you suggested, the transition to daylight savings time is not good. A lot of heart attacks and that kind of stuff, car wrecks. It's just,
that tells us something.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah.
And so we're here to talk about what these things tell you, good as they are. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you're feeling weak and tired all the time, speaking of how much time you spend in bed, we were just talking about when to go to bed, when to get up, how it's associated with a lower risk of developing heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. If you are having a hard time when you get into bed, you want to stay there because you don't want to get out of bed because it hurts, there are things that Jack and Mary have produced. They have their own system, if you will. They have their own supply. There are a lot of things that they have from Standard Process that they'll supply you with. But they also have their Long Life Energy enzymes. And I take four of these, but I take two in the morning and two at night. Should I take them all at the same time?
As long as they're away from food. If they're away from food.
Away from food.
Yes. Yeah. Now, if you've got indigestion and problems like that, then, yeah, you want to take these with food because it helps to digest the food. Mm-hmm. But if there's no problems like that and you're looking for energy, a boost of energy, a kick in the seat of the pants to get you moving, especially in the morning, you want to take these before you eat any food so those enzymes get directly into the blood and can do the job they're supposed to do rather than digest food.
Mm-hmm. So, under the circumstances, what is there beside the energy enzymes? You had three or four other things that you were working on with Mary. I know you have the thyroid. Well, it's not thyroid.
Yeah, we have the Ageless Thyroid.
Ageless, that's right.
Yep. We have one that is designed for even faster digestion after you eat, with less problems with acid reflux. We've got one that we're working on joint pain. We've got one where we have brought, as you know, Mary's Milkshake involves several different products. We're bringing them all together.
Yes, I don't like them.
Yes. We're bringing them all together.
I'm going to take this powder. Yeah.
That's right. Into one powder.
When is this going to be available? When are these?
Well, they're still in development. We're still testing them. Because, you know, it's if we didn't mind using synthetic products, and if we didn't mind using over-processed ingredients, this would have been done a long time ago. And so what we're trying to do is not just put together a superb product based on food, real food. We have to make sure we have a good, consistent supply of those ingredients so that when we start putting this on the market, we don't, you know, run out of product as we have done in the past. Because these enzymes have a vital ingredient that come from New Zealand. The enzymes that just arrived for us to ship out now are 3 months late because of this backlog of shipment out, you know, off the Pacific coast.
Yeah.
So our packer, our what's called a co-packer, the one who puts these things together for us, finally flew the product in from New Zealand to make sure that we could finally get it even 3 months late. So, and then there's one other product on male libido, which would work just fine for female libido, but men seem to be more worried about it than anything else.
Well, what you mean, you could have the same stuff, and it would have, I thought that those male enhancement things were testosterone.
Well, sex, testosterone.
Women don't want a lot of testosterone. They have estrogen, men don't want estrogen.
Sex drive comes from testosterone. Whether you're a male or female, sex drive comes from testosterone, the basic form of testosterone.
I mean, the testosterone that. How about the ability to perform? Does that depend on testosterone as well?
Yes, that has
desire.
That has a lot to do with it. But the greatest, the most important organ in the body for sexual performance is between the ears. So when that's taken care of, desire, attitude. Feeling like a man, feeling like a woman, feeling cherished and cared for and loved. Those things are primary ingredients that do not come in a can or a bottle. It comes
coming
in lifestyle.
Dr. Jack and I talk about my son and my discussion regarding autism and vaccines. I'll let you in on a little family secret, and we'll have a conversation about it because it's important for everybody. Once in a while, there's a certain amount of repetition involved in this, but it's good to hear what Jack has to say, and we'll continue with that. Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
Champions are made. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most inspiring parts of emotional management is motivation. A big portion of my career is devoted to working with some of the best athletes in the entire world. And athletes, as you know, rely a ton on motivation. But just because they rely on motivation doesn't mean that they don't at times struggle with motivation. You see, motivation is a mindset. And we alone have the final say on the mindset that we have in life. By learning to master your self-talk, you can become the champion of your own motivation. And once you become the champion of your motivation, you can become a champion at anything you undertake. For help with motivation, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz slammed President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russian soldiers have amassed near its border, and experts say an invasion may be looming.
This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault. This is the direct consequence of Joe Biden's surrender to Vladimir Putin on Nord Stream 2.
Nord Stream 2 is a pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany, which will carry natural gas. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide injunction preventing the U.S. government from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on federal contractors. The move temporarily shuts down the last remaining vaccine requirement by the Biden administration. 7 states and a trade group for contractors filed suit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
People came together on Tuesday to honor the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific Theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The superintendent of Oxford Schools in Michigan has declined Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last week's school shooting that left 4 dead and injured 7. Instead, the school district will hire another third-party agency to investigate the handling of the events that led up to the shooting. Kellogg's union workers are continuing to walk the picket line after voting no to a tentative 5-year deal with the cereal giant. 1,400 workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee have been on strike since October 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is back with us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Health Program, heard around the country during the weekend, on the weekends, with lots of help. The most recent Dr. Jack podcast that we have at djvhealthshow.com is a focus on the experimentation on children 5 years and up with the COVID vaccines. That's the way Jack sees it. And if you want to hear what he has to say, then you need to listen to this podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm going to go one step further, share the conversation my son and I had about his new baby, Jasper, who's about 3 weeks old now. He had some chiropractic adjustment on his neck. His head is big, so, you know, not. And we don't have necks when you're a baby. There's no neck, right? You know, when's the last time you saw a baby that had a neck? You just don't see much.
Well, it usually takes till they're 3.5 to 4 months old before the neck even begins to appear that can lift the head off of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the muscles in the neck are rather floppy when they're born.
Right. Okay. So now we have this discussion going on because she was, Mommy Sophie, had all the intentions of having the baby at home, but Jasper's head was so big they had to go to the hospital to get a beta blocker or whatever they call those things.
An episiotomy.
to block the pain that was happening.
Oh, an epidural. They probably
epidural. That was it. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
But at the hospital, they allowed the midwives to practice there, and so the midwives then delivered the baby. So now the question comes on what kind of shots Jasper should have as he, you know, gets exposed to the world and what's going on. And in the circumstance that Brendan and I were talking about, this report on autism, now 1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. When I was a kid, maybe we didn't know what it was, and so it wasn't easily identified, or we didn't have people getting it because they weren't getting the shots. You have strong feelings about this, and I related them to my son about getting these shots, but I was at a loss as to what shots it is that causes the autism. What are we giving children in the form of shots diagnosing autism afterwards becomes, you know, it's really...
Well, William Thompson in the CDC, who's one of their lead investigators and scientists, about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when they presented their report that said there was no connection between MMR and autism, the MMR shot, mumps, measles, rubella. And they were studying primarily its effect on African-American boys because they have the highest rate of autism in the country. And about 10 years later, Dr. Thompson came out and said, we skewed those numbers. We lied to you. Everybody was expecting him to be banished from the CDC, and he's still there. But Congress has yet to pull these people before a congressional committee and say, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean you lied? What do you mean there's really a connection between the MMR shot and autism? So when you look at the rate, and you said 1 in 40-something, in Utah for boys it's about 1 in 35. And there is something in the environment that is poisoning either the mother during gestation or the baby afterwards or both, that is definitely affecting brain function. The number one environmental poison I've been able to discover is the vaccine. Most people think the vaccine is just some saline solution with some kind of a dead or half-dead bug inside there, and it isn't true. The adjuvants, especially aluminum hydroxide, are very dangerous to brain tissue. So now the point I want to make here, the most important point, infants cannot make antibodies until they're about 12 months old. It's surprising how many medical people don't know that, but it's in the immunology books. It's in the textbooks. Numberless research reports out there, a baby cannot produce its own antibodies until it's around 12 months old. It's born with an innate immune system that's rather weak. It has to develop. That's why they get sick and then better and then get sick and then get better to build the immune system. But they also have mama's antibodies that they're born with that are pretty good till about 5, 6, 7 months along. Now, to give a vaccine to a child before the 12 months old is as unscientific as you can possibly get. But I heard an epidemiologist in a conference once said, well, then why do they do this? And the answer basically was to train the parents to make sure these kids get vaccines the rest of their lives. So train them during the first year of life. When it is counterintuitive to do such a thing, when there's no response inside their bodies to build an antibody to the antigen that they're injected with. Now, there are all kinds of sources to get this information. The Children's Health Defense Network, the National Vaccine Center. The list goes on and on and on where more information about this can be obtained. But vaccines is one of the primary sources of income for a pediatrician.
That I didn't know. All right, so in terms of the stats and whether it's a racial thing or whatever it is, Hispanic children less likely to be identified as having autism than white or black children. I thought that was kind of interesting. But of note here, in Utah, children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families. Being diagnosed doesn't mean, or not diagnosed, doesn't mean you have it or you don't have it. Right?
Well, that's true. Remember, low-income families that are on with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. They cannot qualify for assistance. If you said lower-income families, they can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated.
Mm.
Now, that is a crime against nature.
Isn't it amazing how it's the government this, the government that, government, government, government. All right, in a moment I want to talk about the origins of prostate problems, how you know you have it really, and what you do about it. Is there a way of not having to suffer? A very good friend of mine died this past winter. He was 79. He'd had prostate problems since he was 60. He did everything he could except eat the right way. And I think I'm going to ask you, the implication here in my lead-in is that eating has a lot to do with whether you got a prostate problem or not. So let's find out what Jack thinks right after this.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues right now. MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here. The notes from the Forbidden Doctor, from the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com, something that you might want to sign up for. Jack has put a lot of work, a lot of time into this. Very important information comes out every month. You want to sign up for it, you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com or ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com. But it's an extension to some of the things that we talk about here on the air for sure. But there are also other ancillary things that are important for consideration. One of them is a thought on the problems men have. Women have their problems, men have their problems. So men and the prostate, and how it is that some people can have prostate problems, live a long time. Other people have prostate problems and they don't make it. And I will tell you, this fellow had two things going against him. His father died at 73 of prostate cancer. His brother died of it. I think he was 78. And he had it starting when he was 60. And because he was well off, he could get any treatment that he went to Europe. He went to get special stuff in one of the hospitals in the Carolinas. He was always going all over the place getting this treatment, that treatment. Ultimately,
did
he
succumbed. Did any of them help?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define help, Jack. He was miserable on the drugs that he was taking.
Yeah.
I mean, he would really be, when I'd call him and talk to him, he'd be just nasty on those drugs.
Well, I would expect the European treatments to at least give him some kind of relief.
Yes, and he had the guy in North Carolina froze his prostate, and I don't know what they did with it after that. But I just know that he was very uncomfortable. Last couple of years of his life, he was a very successful developer. And when he would go to the job, he bought a special van that had a toilet in it so that he didn't, you know, if he's driving along and he can't find a toilet, he didn't have to suffer the consequences because he didn't want to wear one of those bags. So
sure.
He would stop alongside the road and go to the bathroom. That's only one of the minor impacts, though. What do you see in terms of prostate problems? What do you hear from people that ask you about them? And what do you recommend to
well,
them
most
to
of
do
our,
it?
Most of what we do with the prostate is in the same with the female organs, the ovary and the uterus, is we try to deal with the symptom when it shows up to alleviate the symptom rather than going to the underlying cause of the problem. Now, you mentioned this fellow, his father and his brother also had the same thing.
Yep.
We are all too...
But what I didn't say, excuse me for a second, what I didn't say is that his diet was that of a wealthy American eating too much fried food, too much fatty food.
I was going to get to that.
He was not a drinker. He didn't drink. But he liked sweets and he liked food.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's, and he got very heavy the last 4 or 5 years of his life. Very heavy.
All too often, we want to dismiss things as a genetic problem. Because on the surface, if you don't understand what's going on behind the scene, you might think that because his father and his brother died of it, and then he died of it, it was a genetic thing. When the truth is, all three of those people grew up at the same table. They grew up eating the same foods and missing the same micronutrients that are necessary for a good, healthy body. Now, with that said, the major problem with an enlarged or a growing prostate is yeast. That may sound a little odd, but there's plenty of research behind that. When it gets full of yeast, and that causes the organ to swell. Now, where's this yeast coming from? It's coming from
sugar.
Two things, a sugar primarily, and a deficiency of iodine.
Mm-hmm.
The two the most iodine saturated organ in the body is the thyroid, because that's the iodine is the mineral that's in thyroxine, the hormone that keeps the body going. The second greatest concentration of iodine in a woman is in the breast tissue. In a man, it's in the prostate. To make sure that new baby at the point of its conception and the first year of life is absolutely loaded with iodine in its diet. When we are deficient in iodine, and if we live in the goiter belt, the area where there's low iodine in foods, men have a bigger problem with prostate issues than in other areas of the country where they're able to get a lot of seafood or they're eating vegetables from soil that is iodine rich. Now, coupled with sugar, a high sugar intake, which obviously he had if he was getting bigger all the time, high sugar intake is going to breed yeast throughout the body. But for some reason in men, it seems to congregate heavily inside the prostate gland that causes it to swell and causes the tissue to become very sick. And the sicker tissue becomes, the more prone it is to cancer.
All right. Let me just remind people as we're wrapping up on time here in this segment of the program. There is a live webinar available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of great content. You
prostate.
Can sign up for it. Say again?
On the prostate.
Yeah.
I think it's podcast number 2.
All right. So there it is. That webinar has all kinds of things available. Check out Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour, time for the continuing episodic adventure of Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health with a focus on the things that we know and we don't know. We were talking on the DJV program, Jack, about various things that have to do with Omicron, the people who have been hospitalized because they got Delta, and now Omicron comes in and, of course, the news experts want to scare the hell out of everybody. But let's talk from your perspective about what you know regarding things like the whether or not Omicron is contagious, more so, less so, the same as other variants. What's your experience with your patients in your clinic there in Salt Lake City teach you?
Well, by any pre-2021 definition, the COVID vaccines are not really actually vaccines. I mean, from the beginning, it was widely admitted that they don't stop you from
getting vaccines. Yeah, but I wasn't asking about vaccines. I was talking about the variants themselves.
Well,
the different things. How contagious are they?
The issue isn't the issue whether or not, excuse me, the existing vaccines would protect you from Omicron?
Yes, that is a question. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, there are people wondering.
And so because because the protection allegedly conferred by the vaccine wears off, and in what's her name, Van Leyden, von der Leyden, the new president of the EU, was talking about how even their vaccine passes expire every 9 months. And so you get a lot of this confusing stuff. Well, how long is it, how fast does this stuff wear off? How serious is the Omicron? You kind of get conflicting information every time you turn around. And the emergence of this Omicron variant just makes the whole situation worse from the establishment point of view.
Well, sir, but that's what I'm asking. Just from your perspective as a treater of patients for far and wide, because you're a GAPS practitioner and the chiropractic stuff,
sure.
Is Omicron more contagious, less contagious, the same? It doesn't make any difference how you're treating it, but people want to know the object lesson here.
You know, so far, if there's anything we know about viruses, they mutate. And we also know that you can be carrying a whole large viral load from some new variant, Omicron, whatever, and not express any symptoms just due to the resilience of your own immune system. And so I'm kind of going with the doctors in South Africa who are saying, yeah, it's everywhere, but it seems to be extremely mild and not anything to worry about.
Me too. I'm on that page.
And the big push is to get every last living soul on this planet vaccinated. Which, you know, you might as well try to get every last living soul on the earth to wear a size 9 shoe. I mean, one size does not fit all, especially when it comes to human
That's
health.
About as easy as getting everybody who's a Republican to convert to being a Democrat.
There you go. That's an even better example.
Right,
and so the long-term effects of these vaccines simply are not known. There may be adverse effects that don't show up for 2 or 3 years down the road, as is the case with other kinds of vaccines. So it's in the previous hour, I was listening to you guys. Very good discussion, and you were talking about scare tactics, and that exactly. You know, the thing is, we don't know long term effects. We don't know if they really protect against new variants. The beneficial effect apparently wears off between 6 and 9 months. So they want you to get another booster on top of an existing booster.
Well, it's good business for the drug companies. If
well, absolutely.
Getting them
look
any
at
shots.
Look at the projected 2022. Profits for both Pfizer and Moderna, not even counting J&J or AstraZeneca or Novavax or anything. $89 billion.
$89 billion
are the projected profits for those two companies. So what are those two companies going to be out there saying?
Well, we don't know whether it works or not.
No, they're going to say get it.
No, get it. Get it.
Yeah. All right.
So the real, I'll tell you, just this one last thing. The real fatality, the real victim of all of this is, as far as I'm concerned, the COVID narrative.
Mm-hmm. The narrative that it is...
Run! Yeah, the COVID's here. Run for your lives.
All right. Well, I've said this many times in the air. We've certainly overcooked the way the response has gone to this. Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you in part by Calitrin. People ask me all the time in notes that I get on our social media, how does this stuff work? Well, it's pretty simple. It's just an all-natural combination of things put together by a doctor and three nurses 24 years ago that has shown terrific success in keeping weight off. It supports your body. Like Jack says, you got to stay healthy by supporting your body and losing the weight, going on a diet, doing a lot of exercising, but staying with Calitrin so that it'll help you keep that weight off. That's where you've been successful, so why blow it now during the season of eating? Get on Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Get the special deals by using a checkout, the DJV.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.